Okay, folks, now we're talking to Manan Goel of Kinetica. He's actually the VP of Product Marketing over there at Kinetica, and these folks are exhibiting at the Kafka Summit. So, Manan, why don't you first of all tell us just a little bit about Kinetica, what does the company do, and where are you guys headed?
Sure. Hello, Eric. How are you doing today? Kinetica is a modern GPU-accelerated analytics database. That's purpose-built for real-time insights on large and streaming data sets. So what Kinetica's value proposition is, it harnesses the massive parallelization offered by GPUs and the brute force compute capabilities to process data in motion, data at rest, discover insights in the data, and enable real-time actions for organizations to benefit from streaming fast-moving data.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and just very quickly, GPUs, for those who don't know, those are graphics processing units, and they've been used very heavily in computer gaming. And what I think is so fascinating here is how Kinetica and some other companies have figured out these technologies can be used for other purposes, and in your case, for analyzing streaming data, very fast-moving data, and really expediting that process of understanding some patterns in the data, whether it be for any number of use cases, right? But the key is that you've harnessed this technology and are now using it for enabling analytics, right?
That is absolutely right. So what's unique and differentiated about the GPUs is the massive parallelization that they offer in terms of cores. So a GPU typically consists of thousands of processing cores as opposed to CPUs, which generally have 16 to 32 processing cores. So as a result of this, the level of parallelization that you get from GPUs is order of magnitude better than what you would get from CPUs. So that's where when you have compute-intensive workloads like analytics, this parallelization can deliver an order of a magnitude performance improvement compared to other technologies. So that's where now what you're seeing is tremendous adoption of GPUs to address analytic use cases around artificial intelligence, machine learning, deep learning, and then also accelerated fast OLAP. And that's exactly how we are using GPUs to address use cases around fast OLAP, convergence of artificial intelligence and business intelligence from a single solution, and location-based analytics.
Yeah, and you referenced something there, OLAP, which for people in the industry is a very common term. It stands for Online Analytical Processing. And OLAP was really the method by which analysts worked 20 and 30 years ago, and even, of course, until today. And traditionally, you had to do that because the data sets you were analyzing were so large in many cases that the performance just wasn't there. You'd do a query and have to wait 5 minutes or 5 hours or even a day to get your response back. And so OLAP came along as a way to expedite the process of analytics by building cubes, as they're called, which are simply smaller data sets pulled from the larger data sets, right? So you guys are really fusing old and new in terms of what you're delivering, right?
That is absolutely right. So as you pointed out, the classic traditional technologies were not really designed for the volume, variety, velocity of the data. So they always resorted to data reduction or data preparation techniques where optimizations like OLAP cubes or aggregates or summaries or indexes had to be built in order to accelerate analytics. Now, what Kinetica does is, since we natively leverage the brute force compute processing power of the GPUs and the thousands of processing cores that all work in parallel, we simplify the analytic architecture quite a bit. We really make it easy for enterprises to minimize everything that they need to do around data reduction, data preparation to get the data ready for analytics. With Kinetica, your architecture is tremendously simplified, where you don't need to spend as much time either building OLAP cubes or building indexes or building summary tables. You can just land the data in the database on the fly and start doing analytics on it. And that's where we are really well suited for fast-moving data, streaming data, where folks need insights in real time. So that's where Kinetica fits in really well.
Yeah, and you guys have some very serious clients here. I see the U.S. Army is a client, the United States Postal Service, Pacific Gas and Electric Company. I mean, these are big organizations with massive amounts of data. So I can see why your solution would be attractive to them. Let's talk about this United States Postal Service use case, because frankly, I think the post office often gets a bad rap. There's a sort of legacy issue or belief around the post office that they lose a lot of mail. And they don't really lose much mail at all. And I can tell you, as a person who works from home and has worked from home for many, many years now, self-employed, I rely oftentimes on checks coming in the mail. And knock on wood, the post office has never dropped the ball ever once. But these days, they're doing some really innovative stuff to stay on top of this massive project of delivering millions and millions and millions of pieces of mail every single day. Can you talk about what you guys are doing with the post office?
Sure, absolutely. Yes, you know, we are very excited about the Postal Service, the United States Postal Services, as being one of our largest customers. What USPS is doing with Kinetica is real-time route optimization. The challenge for USPS is modernizing the infrastructure or their operations so they can cost-effectively meet the needs of the customers. So if you think about customers like yourself, we are getting more and more demanding. You know, we want real-time updates on delivery, pickup. We want real-time shipping, rerouting. And that's where USPS had to really rethink their enterprise data architecture. If you think about USPS, and you brought up some of these numbers when you introduced USPS, you know, they are the largest logistic entity in the world.
Wow.
They have about 600,000 employees, 200,000 vehicles, and they deliver 500 million pieces of mail every day to 150 million households in the United States. So, you know, just to get a sense of how big their operations is, in a four-hour window, they deliver more pieces of mail than UPS, FedEx, and DHL combined in a year. So that's tremendous in terms of, you know, what they need to do in terms of modernizing their infrastructure. And what USPS wanted was a real-time streaming analytics solution where they could get insights into their logistic network, the distribution network, and optimize performance in real time. So they, USPS, provided 200,000 of their mail carriers, the different mail vehicles. They equipped them with a device which emits location data every minute. So all of those messages are fed into Kinetica in real time in a streaming fashion, and it's triangulated with other data sources like weather, like traffic, like personnel availability.
And it's
helping USPS do really fascinating things around figuring out how the distribution is going, being able to provide their customers with real-time delivery and pickup notifications. But not only that, also manage events like employee absenteeism. So let's say if an employee is absent, a mail carrier is absent today, in real time, USPS can figure out how to reroute other mail carriers, change their route, so mail can still be delivered in time and pickups happen in time. Now, besides that, they're also, you know, all of this location data is triangulated with weather data, with traffic patterns, and it's helping them do real-time route optimization, route planning, and there are tremendous savings around fuel cost, logistics, you know, the maintenance of their logistic vehicles that they have. So overall, you know, this is a tremendous use case where data, fast-moving data in real time is brought into the Kinetica database, combined with other data sets, insights are discovered, and they are pushed out to take real-time actions. And I should also mention, Eric, so USPS is tremendous, but if you think about it, every business today is a real-time business. You know, if you have interaction channels like your website, mobile apps, social media, you are essentially open 24/7/365.
Yeah.
And that's putting tremendous pressure on organizations, and they need to completely rethink their enterprise data strategy and move away from traditional batch-based computing to more of a continuous data processing in real time. And that's where Kinetica and, you know, our integration with technologies like Apache Kafka comes in really handy for our customers, where Kinetica database can be used to ingest data in real time, enrich that data, analyze it, visualize it, and then in a closed loop fashion, push these insights out through these streaming channels as well. So actions could happen in real time. So really fascinating what we are seeing in terms of customers doing with Kinetica and the application of our technology.
Yeah, I can imagine. And you mentioned optimizing routes for mail carriers and being able to ingest data such as traffic information, for example, such as weather information, such as people who call in sick. Is there graph technology sitting underneath there somewhere doing some of that?
We have visualization, so we have geospatial capabilities built into the database, so we natively store, manage, analyze, and visualize geospatial data. Things like points, lines, shapes, they are available out of the box from the database, and then we provide geospatial functions like geofencing and creating polygons and trying to figure out physically how to manage and deploy assets. So again, you know, for those visualization capabilities, they are available out of the box from the database, and we leverage the power of GPUs to accelerate those visualizations in real time. So another customer that we have is this large utility company. This company has about 10 million customers. And they manage millions of assets, physical assets, such as gas distribution line, power distribution lines, power poles, and things like that. And what they want is real-time insights into their physical infrastructure so they could understand which of their assets could get affected by adverse events like storm, fire, earthquake activity, and manage any outages or disruptions in real time. So again, you know, this utility company uses the Kinetica database to store, manage all of that data. They use Kinetica's GPU-based visualization capabilities to visualize all of their physical assets on a map and triangulate it with social media, weather data to understand if an adverse event is happening, how is it impacting their infrastructure so that, you know, if something happens, let's say because of a storm, a pole breaks, they can deploy power through an alternate asset and still make sure that their customers have power. So that's another tremendous use case in terms of real-time analytics, ingesting data at scale, figuring out how the infrastructure is getting affected and taking corrective actions in real time. So really nice use case around smart grid infrastructure optimization.
Yeah, Yeah, and that's a big deal. That's coming to most major cities right now, and thank goodness it's going to be extremely useful for understanding how energy gets put to use, how we can save energy, how we can optimize the flow of energy, and all that kind of fun stuff, and also keep the power up for folks, right? So this is good stuff. Well, Manon, thank you so much for your time today, and have fun at the summit.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.